That's what I want. That's it. And was there a particular call for horses if they may have been out in the pasture?
Well, you know, probably to draw their attention or something at them, you'd probably whistle at them. Mm-hmm. Now, I know after the crops had all gathered and everything, we had a mule and a horse. I'd turn them in the field, you know. Uh-huh. Just pick around little herbs and weeds and stuff, nothing to do. And they'd back out in the field a pretty good piece. Well, I just go out there and whistle at them, draw their attention, you know, and holler and tell them, come in, yeah. And they'd come right onto the lot.
Come feeding?
Yeah, they knew it was feed time, and they'd come to you.
Are you using horses or a team of horses to pull a wagon? What call or what expression or word do you use to the horse to make him start?
Get up.
Get up.
Get up.
And it was there a term that you used to get the team to back into the buggy so that you could hitch it up?
Yeah, back up, yeah.
Back up. Do you know of any call or expression that might have been used to call pigs if they were out in maybe just an open pen?
Well, you get out there if they're small or something like that and holler, pig, 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 three or four times, and they'd... If you're used to you feeding them, mm-hmm. they'd come in the room. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. If you've got the same team of horses hitched to a wagon, what is the word or what do you call what you hold in your hands?
Lines, drive with.
And suppose you're riding a horse, what do you guide him with?
Bridle rein.
What do you put your feet on when you're riding horseback?
Stirrups, saddle stirrups.
If you have two horses, the horse on the left is called what?
Swing horse.
And if something is not right at hand, you say it's just a little...
Oh.
You've been fishing, but you didn't have much luck, and someone asked you, well, did you catch any fish? And you say, no, I didn't.
Do nothing, hardly.
If you've had your wheelbarrow or maybe one of your pieces of equipment broken around here and someone apologizes to you for breaking it, you say, oh, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Didn't have no use for it or didn't like it or something like that. Hmm?
A crying child might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me
none.
If you and another man have got a job to do, maybe together, when you told him about it, you'd say, you and...
Me.
If you're not speaking to that same man for some reason, just talking about him, you'd say, the job is for...
Somebody else.
If you knock at the door of neighbors or friends and they say, who's there? And they know your voice and so you say it's...
Me.
And we're sitting here expecting some man who knocks at the door, you say, oh, it's only...
Somebody I know.
Somebody I know.
Something like that.
If you're comparing how tall you are, maybe to one of your sons or somebody else, you say, oh, he's not as tall as...
I am.
If a man had been running for 2 miles and then just had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is...
Enough.
Is all he could
run. All he could run.
If something belongs to me, you say it's...
Mine.
And if it belongs to both of us, you say it's...
You and me.
And if it belongs to them...
To them. Mm-hmm.